Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашої русинської релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпше русинське співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpatharusynsociety.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music. And today is Sunday, December 16th, 2018. This Wednesday, those that follow the old calendar will celebrate St. Nicholas Day. In just a moment, I'm going to tell you about the Dar Mine disaster and how St. Nicholas spared the lives of hundreds of Rusyn miners. But first, we have the hymn to St. Nicholas. This is sung by young Lyubko Shebe. He is the son of Lyubo and Anna Shebe from Prešov, who are great singers in their own right. Lyubko is the grandson of Anna Porachova, who is one of the best Rusyn singers around. I would like to send greetings to both the Shebe and Porachova family and wish them the best through this holiday season and a great start to 2019. Christ is born. Glorify him. A teper mame hymna Sviatoho Nikolaja. Spivak je mladoj Lyubko Shebe. Lyubko je synom Lubomira i Anny Shebeja z Priajšova, kotri sú veľkí speváci. Lyubko je vnukom Anny Porachovoj, kto je jeden z najlepších rusinských speváčk. Chotel by ja pozdraviti aj rodiny Shebejovsi i Porachovsi. Žiču vám všetko najlepšie čerez roždestvených sviat i dobrý vstup do nového roku 2019. Christos raždajecia. Slavíme jeho. this Wednesday, the 19th of December, for those that follow the Julian calendar, we'll celebrate the feast of St. Nicholas of Myra. On that day, we also commemorate the 111th anniversary of the Dar Mine disaster and the miracle of St. Nicholas in Jacobs Creek, Pennsylvania. This was Pennsylvania's worst mining disaster and one of the worst in the United States. When the Dar Mine exploded, 239 men and boys lost their lives. Only two escaped. On that day, Carpatha Rusyn miners gave up a day's wage to attend a morning liturgy. During the service, they heard a terrible rumbling, and the ground shook as gas and dust exploded in the mine. Recognizing disaster, everyone rushed to help rescue any survivors. However, only two men working near the mine entrance were still alive. The poisonous gas, called afterdamp, killed many who survived the explosion itself. Most of the victims were Hungarian and Italian immigrants. One Pittsburgh paper said, "Religious fervor is due to sweep through the Youghiogheny Valley as never before as a consequence of the Dar disaster." Today was a holiday of the Greek Catholic Church, and as such, it was observed by many of the men who usually work in the Dar mines. Usually about 400 men toil within the mine. On account of the religious holiday, it was the feast of St. Nicholas. This number was nearly cut in half, and these, almost 200 men who were saved by religious devotion, will certainly be more devout than ever after the extent of the mine's horror is fully realized. The men observing the feast were spared. It is estimated that St. Nicholas prevented the loss of 200 or 300 men and boys, some as young as 10. Had they been in the mine, another 1,000 women and children would have been widowed or orphaned. They would have faced financial ruin, as there was little to no assistance from the coal companies, nor government agencies. Victims' families received an average of only $150 for funeral expenses. This was the second miracle of St. Nicholas and the miners in 1907. Earlier on December 6th, St. Nicholas' feast day in the Gregorian calendar, the worst mining disaster in United States history took place in Monongah, West Virginia. Nearly 400 men lost their lives that day. However, 60 to 100 Italian Roman Catholics and Carpatha Rusyn Greek Catholic miners were spared as they attended a Roman Catholic St. Nicholas feast day observance. American mines were more dangerous than European mines. Practices outlawed in Europe were still allowed in the United States, where miners were 3 to 4 times more likely to die on the job. These two disasters did bring change. For the first time, self-contained breathing apparatus was used in deep mine rescue operations in the United States. Within 6 months, the U.S. Geological Survey created the Mine Accidents Division, opening a station to research of mine rescue techniques. Mining fatalities began to drop the next year. Never again did so many mine workers lose their lives. In response to the disasters, the United States Bureau of Mines was established in 1910 to improve the health and safety of those working in the mines. After the Dar Mine reopened in 1910, Carpatha Rusyns on both sides of the Youghiogheny River built churches dedicated to St. Nicholas in gratitude for his miraculous protection. St. Nicholas Orthodox Church was established in Jacobs Creek, and on the other side of the river, St. Nicholas Byzantine Catholic Church in Periopolis. The Dar Mine had entrances on both sides of the river.
Спи, Ісусе, спи, очка зажмурі, я тя буду колосати, пісоньками присіпляти. Спи, Ісусе, спи, серденько.
Чуч беле белюшу, колосатя мушу, як бим не мусіла, бим ся не рушила. Як бим не мусіла, бим сія не рушила. Колосала бим тя в одні саги вночі, кобим сія діждала по тобі помочі. Кобим сія діждала по тобі помочі. Колежись я колеж, колесочко сама, бо я уже не годна, бо я зунувала, бо я уже не годна, бо я зунувала.
St. John's in Ambridge offers its holiday ethnic treats on Saturday, December 22nd. Pierohe, Haloshke, nut rolls, and more are all offered by St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge to brighten your holidays. The church, known for its ethnic specialties, will be offering food for sale on Saturday, December 22nd from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. in its parish center located 722 Fifth Avenue in Ambridge. Potato and cheese pierohe and sauerkraut pierohe will be available for $8 a dozen, fresh or frozen. Potato dumpling holoshke will be $5 a pint or $8 a quart. Nut, apricot, and poppy seed rolls will be $12 each, and an assortment of cookies will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. They will also have stuffed cabbage, holubke, sold frozen, for $11. While the sale is open to the public on that day, this Saturday, December 22nd, from 10 until 4 p.m., advanced orders are encouraged. So to place your order for St. John's in Ambridge Annual Ethnic Treat Sale, please contact Tim at area code 724-462-3942. That's Tim, 724-462-3942.
Започало любовання ліпокне, ми думали, що пред нами цілий світ. Роки пірхли без любові презла швед, вірност пошла, як от нашої пікве, роки пірхли без любові презла швед.
Прешли страцені, прешли роки, от радості любені. Ей, любові, под ню прешли страцені, прешли роки, от радості любені.
brothers in mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. The GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. Be sure to tune in for the next three Sundays for our three special Christmas broadcasts on the 23rd and 30th of December and the 6th of January. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. russinradio@c-rs.org. The Lake Michigan chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society invites everyone to their annual potluck Russian meal. This will take place on Saturday, January 12th, beginning at noon at Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church Hall, 6980 South County Line Road in Burr Ridge, Illinois. Join them in their program of sharing past Christmas suppers. You need to RSVP by January 10th, and to do so, please contact Ken at area code 708-895-3074. And that is the Lake Michigan Chapter's annual potluck Russian meal, Saturday, January 12th, beginning at noon at Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church Hall in Burr Ridge, Illinois. So call Ken to RSVP 708-895-3074. That's Ken, 708-895-3074. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for our first special Christmas broadcast of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, which is sponsored by our good friend and longtime supporter, Stu Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois, here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or CarpathaRusinSociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte sa krásne týždeň. S Bohom.
Radujte sa, veselte sa, Bitlejemsko čase, požehnal nám Pán Bih nového Juhasa. Poďme žemo do Viflejema jeho privítati, že by sme mu mohli našto darovati.
Narodil sa spasiteľ, spasiteľ o Viflejemi, Maria ho zrodila.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бардзо сердечко вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluchati sledujušu nediliu o 5.30 hodini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciu 730 abo 96.5. Trimajte sa krásne i s Bohom.